news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Now, blue skies and 68 degrees. What does the day hold? Dr. Bill's got our forecast on the way, plus the latest results from yesterday's primary, all straight ahead. First, let's check traffic with Kane on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. From the Vincent Sons Towing Recovery Traffic Center, we've got fog now coming across the bayway around the 29 and 31 mile markers, so be careful. It's thick there, but then everywhere else it's pretty clear. 90 in Hamilton Boulevard, they do have an accident moving out of the roadway. Also again in the Saraland area, Celeste Road and Shell Street. June is Teacher Appreciation Month at the Battle House Hotel and Spa. Kick off your summer with 20% off any 50-minute service or more. For reservations, call 338-5700, the spa at the Battle House in downtown Mobile. And I'm Kane with you at the Talk 106.5 Traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures around 90 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, sunny with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
I am honored tonight by the people of Alabama to be the Republican nominee for the office of governor of the state of Alabama.
All right, part of her acceptance speech last night, the governor taking acceptance of the Republican nomination for governor. On the loser side, first runner-up, but way too far back to force a runoff, Huntsville Mayor Tommy Battle.
Thank you for allowing me to do this for the last year. You have indulged me as I have run for this race, and you have been very supportive and very kind. And thank you for doing that. Tomorrow, I go back to doing what I was doing before this. I go back to being mayor of one of the greatest cities in the world.
All right. Nice having that safety net as chief of Huntsville. On the Democrat side, the win outright for another mayor of Tuscaloosa, Walt Maddox.
To the people of Alabama, I believe I am that leader. Yeah. With our victory tonight, I believe that a new day is possible in our politics, and we can lift the veil of darkness we've been under for the past 8 years due to failed leadership. Together, standing shoulder to shoulder, we will be smart but relentless. We will repave our roads, and we will rebuild our bridges. Together, we will tear down the obstacles to the ballot box. You can't call yourself a patriot if you're afraid of democracy.
And the concession speech last night from the second place, but not enough for a runoff, Sue Bell Cobb.
It has been an honor to offer myself for governor. I wanted to have no regrets. I love this state. I want us to have the bold, courageous, unselfish leadership, the transparent leadership that can make us the state that our citizens deserve us to be.
All right, let's quickly run through the numbers here in the Alabama governor's race on the Republican side in the primary. Governor Kay Ivey, 56% over Tommy Battle's 25%, Scott Dawson, 13% of the vote, and Bill Hightower at 5% of the vote. Democrat side, Walt Maddox, 55% of the vote, Sue Bell Cobb, 29% of the vote, James Fields, 8% of the vote, Anthony White, 3% of the vote, Doug Smith, the same 3%, and Chris Countryman, 2% of the vote. Lieutenant governor's race for the Republicans will go to a runoff as Twinkle Cavanaugh with 43% of the vote, Will Ainsworth with 37% of the vote, and Rusty Glover with 20% of the vote. Also, a hotly contested Alabama Senate district in these parts, District 32, will also be in a runoff as Baldwin County Commissioner running for State Senate, Chris Elliott, with 39% of the vote, David Northcutt, the newcomer, the dentist running for office in AL 32, 33% of the vote. Jeff Boyd, the Orange Beach City Councilman, 21% of the vote. Bill Roberts, 7%. So you got a runoff coming between Elliott and Northcutt there in Baldwin County. Also, a couple others to run through. AL Senate District 34. On the Republican side, Jack Williams, 64%. Over Mark Shirey's, 36%. AL Senate District 33. Vivian Figures, the incumbent, with 67% of the vote over Victor Crawford and Michael Cooley. Also, a runoff coming in. Where is it? I just lost my place. There we go. Alabama Senate Representative District 99. That race goes to Sam Jones with, get this, there were nine people trying to fill the seat of Buskey there. Nine people and still no runoff. Sam Jones, 57% of the vote. One-time mayor of the city of Mobile, Sam Jones, 57% of the vote. Next closest, Herman Thomas, who was, of course, the judge here in Mobile, 16% of the vote. AL Representative District 102, that one will be a runoff. We got Shane Stringer, 49% of the vote. Willie Gray, 44% of the vote. AL Representative District 105, Chip Brown winning that with 54% of the vote over Janet Oglesby with 20% of the vote. Cody Dawkins, 19% of the vote. Matthew Bentley, 7% of the vote. Runoff coming in the Alabama Attorney General's primary for the Republicans. Incumbent Steve Marshall with 28% of the vote. One-time AG of the state of Alabama, Troy King, with 28% of the vote. Alice Martin at 23%. Chess Budsoe at 20. So it will be Marshall and King in that runoff. Alabama Attorney General on the Democrat side, Joseph Siegelman, wins it with 54% of the vote over Chris Christie. Not that Chris Christie. Different Chris Christie. 46%. Alabama Secretary of State, pretty easy win there at 72% for the incumbent, John Barrell, on the Republican side over Michael Johnson. Also on the Treasurer side, local name, of course, political family here, John McMillan, winning 61% of the vote for Alabama Treasurer. Of course, he was Ag Commissioner for a long time. John McMillan, 61% over David Black's 21%, and Stephen Evans at 17% on the Ag Commissioner side. Let's do that one. Rick Pate, 40% of the vote. Gerald Dial, 30% of the vote. Cecil Murphy, 17%. And Tracy Kane, 12%. Will be a runoff between Pate and Dial for the Republican primary for Ag Commissioner. And Jim Ziegler, local name, winning Alabama Auditor on the Republican side, 56% of the vote. And we'll go down the rest of the list throughout the morning. Also, analysis coming up after 8 o'clock when we're joined by Jeff Poore.
All right. One more Mobile County Sheriff won pretty handily by Sam Cochran, 83% of the vote to Charlie Wyckoff's 17%.
Yeah, we'll get in the civil appeals and the judicial place votes as well. There's some runoffs there. You've got one for Mobile County District Judge Place 4, George Zogby and Spiro Chirogotis. That's 48% for Zogby, 40% for Chirogotis. That will go to a runoff as well. Talk more about this coming up. Let's check headlines right now with Kelly Finley.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. More primary election results report this morning as a sheriff's race puts a troubling chapter to rest in the state after Chief Jonathan Horton wins the Republican primary for the Etowah County Sheriff's seat. Horton is expected to be the county's next sheriff, as there are no Democrats or independent candidates on the ballot for the general election. If this job sounds familiar, it made national news after reporting by AL.com revealed back in March that the current sheriff, Todd Inchkin, had personally kept more than $750,000 worth of funds allocated to feed inmates in the county jail, which he oversees as sheriff. The Etowah County Sheriff, Todd Inchkin, has conceded to Rainbow City Police Chief Jonathan Horton and did so about 8:15 last night following early returns showing Horton with an overwhelming lead. The Etowah County's probate office reported Tuesday night that with 34 of the county's 35 ballot boxes counted, Horton had received more than 12,000 votes compared to Inchkin, who received a little more than 6,700 votes. As for Horton, he says, quote, "I thank God and my wife, and I believe that this is a credit to running a clean, transparent campaign." A 7-month-old Virginia child, the subject of an Amber Alert on Sunday, thankfully has been found safe and her father arrested in North Carolina. According to WBTV in North Carolina, Carl Kennedy is accused of abducting Emma Grace Ray Kennedy from a Quick Mart late Sunday night after police say he assaulted the baby's mother. An Amber Alert was issued for Emma shortly after that Amber Alert, of course, going nationwide. Police say Carl Kennedy, who does not have custody of the child, was considered armed and dangerous. Congress. As of right now, Emma Grace Kennedy appears to be in good health and is being evaluated at a local hospital. Carl Kennedy was arrested at a home in North Carolina after a tip came in after someone saw both at a home. Deputies from multiple agencies and set up a perimeter and surrounded that home. As for Emma, she appeared to be okay and in good care. The sheriff's office did share a photo of Emma being held by a deputy after her recovery, saying, "Anytime you have a case involving children, a lot of emotions for all of us. Very overwhelmed. The child is safe and unharmed." That's a quote from Sheriff Graves. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5. A homeless man suspected of attacking a woman and attempting to rape her in downtown Mobile is in jail this morning. Police say 43-year-old Douglas Dunson attacked a woman in the parking garage of the RSA Tower around 9 o'clock yesterday morning.
If this person attacked in the broad daylight, in the, you know, especially, you know, the RSA Tower, this is a busy place.
No arrests yet in Mobile's latest homicide. Police say a man was shot in his head late yesterday afternoon on St. Stephen's Road. He died at the hospital. We did see someone being put in the back of a police car, but no one has been booked in the Mobile Metro Jail on a murder charge, according to jail records. Neighbors in some Northwest Florida neighborhoods are keeping an eye out for bears. There have been dozens of bear sightings in the past couple months in Navarre. Many of those sightings were caught on surveillance cameras. You can see those videos on our website, WKRG.com. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Good morning. It's 7:18 on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for starting your day with us here on Mobile Mornings. Right now it's time for the sports report. The Florida State Seminoles softball team are your 2018 Women's College World Series champions. They earned it with an 8-3 victory over the University of Washington on Tuesday night in Oklahoma City. The Seminoles fell behind 3-0 in the first inning, but they would keep the Huskies off the board for the remainder of the game to capture the Seminoles' first ever NCAA softball championship title. Florida State beat the Huskies in the first two games of the best-of-three series. The Mobile Bay Bears beat the Chattanooga Lookouts 11-5 Tuesday night in Chattanooga. Left fielder Brendan Sanger got the scoring started for Mobile when he hit a three-run home run in the second inning. The Bay Bears would score six more runs in the fourth inning, including a two-run shot from third baseman Jose Rojas. Center fielder Brennan Lund had three hits for the second consecutive game and was just a home run shy of hitting for the cycle. The Bay Bears and Lookouts will play game four of the five-game road series this morning at 10:15, and Mobile will be back at the Hank for a five-game homestand against the Jackson Generals beginning Friday night. Former Auburn athletic director Jay Jacobs has a new gig, and he doesn't even have to move outside of the Southeastern Conference. On Tuesday, the Florida Gators hired Jacobs to the role of executive associate athletic director. Jacobs resigned in November after serving as Auburn's athletic director for 13 years. During his tenure, five Auburn teams won a total of 25 conference championships and 12 national championships. He was replaced as the Tigers athletic director by Alan Green. In Major League Baseball, the Atlanta Braves crushed the San Diego Padres 14-1. First baseman Freddie Freeman had four hits, including a third-inning home run to give the Braves a 2-0 lead. The Braves still lead the NL East by one game over the Washington Nationals. They'll play the Padres again this afternoon at 2:40 p.m. 7:19 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe.
Coming up next, Secretary of State John Merrill joins us right here on Mobile Mornings.
As a leader in business, the decisions you make affect every aspect of the company you guide. That's why you need a financial partner who will create every opportunity for growth, expansion, and acquisition. BBVA Compass understands your financial priorities, addressing your cash flow needs, anticipating future challenges, and we deliver local personal service backed by our global brand. Commercial banking from BBVA Compass, creating opportunities. For more information, visit bbvacompass.com/commercial. BBVA Compass is a trade name of Compass Bank, member FDIC.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures around 90 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, sunny with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Good morning for the Pitts and Sons Towing Recovery Traffic Center. Be careful across the bay. We've got a little fog around the 30 and 31 mile markers starting to develop. We've got an accident clearing also at 90 and Hamilton Boulevard. And what about 45 minutes old? A car left the roadway at Shell Street and Celeste Road in the Saraland area. No Market in the Park is back running every Saturday till the end of July from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square. Stop downtown for your favorite version of a certified Alabama Farmers Market presented by the City of Mobile Special Events Department. See them at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 722 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this post-primary Wednesday. We talked to Secretary of State John Merrill yesterday about the upcoming voting day, and now we're going to get it through the rear view from the Secretary of State. And first of all, congratulations on your primary win yesterday. Secretary, are you there?
I'm here, my friend. Good morning to y'all.
Hey, good morning, and congratulations on your primary win yesterday.
Oh, thank you so much. We were honored to be able to be renominated and have an opportunity to serve in the capacity as the flag bearer for the position of Secretary of State for our party.
You know, I was thinking about this, and after we talked yesterday, you're in a unique and tough position because you talk about go day for the Secretary of State. That is any election day here in Alabama. At the same time, you're also campaigning. You had like triple duty yesterday.
Well, no doubt about it, and you know it's odd that you would say that because last night when we got through wrapping everything up and went back to the house in Tuscaloosa, we actually knew that we had some interviews to do this morning and excited to be on the air with you and your listeners, but I got back to Montgomery about 2:30 a.m. this morning to be ready to rock and roll today. We started at 6 o'clock with our first interview on TV.
Wow. Yesterday, you were talking about your expectations for voter turnout, 25 to 30% in there. Now, in retrospect, what were the numbers yesterday for turnout?
Yes, it looks like we're going to be between 25 and 26% when all the numbers are finalized. And we based that projection on the number of local and state candidates, which is a record number that we have, and we're excited that people want to participate in the electoral process. That's what it's all about. And so to have people come to the polls, have their voice heard, have their vote counted is outstanding.
It is, but I got to tell you, I mean, I shake my head at this, though, because we will be on here and we'll celebrate something at 25 to 26%. I mean, goodness gracious.
Yes, but seriously, though, I think you need to look at it a different way.
Okay.
A number of people will look at this and they will say, you know, this is just the nomination process. This is not who determines who's going to be serving. And if you look at what occurred in the U.S. Senate special election, the primary participation number was lower than where we are now, in some instances significantly lower, but the general election participation went up. Same thing happened in the March primary for president in 2016, and then a record number of participants in the general election in 2016 on November the 8th. And I think you're going to see an extraordinarily high turnout November the 6th, as you see Governor Ivey leading our ticket and you see Mayor Maddox leading the Democrat ticket.
And I do understand what you're saying academically, but by gut, I just don't get it. Because if you're going to be voting for somebody in the general, it seems like you'd want to be engaged in the process of who that is in the primary. I know you're right. It's just it's always rubbed me the wrong way on that. But
sure.
Okay, because I mean, I saw that yesterday at my polling place. I was looking at the numbers. I voted, you know, like probably most Alabamians, John, I vote at the same time, you know, of the day. I think we kind of all have habits. We vote before work or at lunch or after work. So I vote after work. And I looked there, and the numbers yesterday at the same time were well below where I was back in December during the special. But you make a good point. At that point, that was for all the marbles versus the primary.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Do you see any difference when you look at the statistics, areas of the state? I mean, when you look at the average, how high are the peaks or how low are the valleys in different parts of Alabama?
Well, the numbers were a little lower down in L.A.,
yeah,
as we like to call it. and as you mentioned earlier when you talked about the rain,
right,
that kept some people from voting. But, again, as you also mentioned, that's just an excuse because it rains at the
yes.
beach. It rains in the bay. That's part of being down there.
Right. I mean, if there was a lunch special going on where you and I could get a 2-for-1 platter, we would go through a thunderstorm to get it.
Oh, you got that right. I'd beat you down there right now. Don't wait for that. But this is the thing. Our people have to understand this is the procedure that's in place. Now, getting back to turnout. In the Wiregrass, we saw some higher numbers, but we had a congressional district that was there, a mm-hmm. very competitive congressional district. Also, we saw some higher numbers up in North Alabama. And, of course, Mayor Battle was a very competitive candidate for the governorship. So he was pulling people out. So there are pockets where you see people participating at a higher level. You know, I was on the ballot in Tuscaloosa County with Mayor Maddox, and we had a very competitive probate judges race. We had a competitive circuit clerks race where we were. And because of that, a lot of our people were coming out to show their support for us. So that's always encouraging whenever you see that. But again, all politics is local. There's no better example of that than turnout.
That's for sure. All right. Remind folks, because you said something yesterday. I've talked about how great the website looks for your office, for Secretary of State's office. But you mentioned something. I got to tell you, I'm embarrassed that I was ignorant to it, that we have an app for voting here in the state.
Well, we have an app for voter registration in
right.
the state. And that just makes it a lot easier for people to be gain access to the franchise. And we're very encouraged that we've had more than 640,000 people use that mobile app. Because since January the 19th, 2015, we've registered 989,212 new voters.
Wow.
I mean, we now have cumulative 3,381,989 registered voters in the state of Alabama. Those numbers are unprecedented and unparalleled in the history of the state. We will go over 1 million new voters in this term of office before the end of this month if our normal trend continues over the next 3 weeks of June.
Job well done for Secretary of State and your office. John Merrill, thank you for your time. And if somebody wants to download that app, where do they go and what do they,
yes,
how do they look
just
for?
Go to the App Store, and it's free for your iPhone or your Android. At Vote for Alabama.
Great stuff. Secretary of State John Merrill, thank you, and congratulations on yesterday's primary for you, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, partner.
All right, John Merrill checking in, and we're heading to check in with Dr. Bill Williams to talk about our forecast for today and the upcoming weekend. Also take a look at the tropics and check in with News 5 next, right here on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloni with WKRG News 5. Governor Kay Ivey is the Republican's choice to lead the state. Ivey won the primary with 56% of the vote, which means she wins without a runoff.
Her closest challenger was Tommy Battle with only 25% of the vote.
Tonight's results show that Alabama is working again and that we are on the right track.
Ivy will face Tuscaloosa Mayor Walt Maddox. He is the Democratic challenger in November, hoping to become the next governor of Alabama. Taking a look at some of the other statewide races, there will be a runoff for the Republican nomination for lieutenant governor. Twinkle Cavanaugh and Will Ainsworth were the top two vote-getters. Mobile's Rusty Glover finished in third place with 20%. The Republican race for attorney general was extremely close. Steve Marshall and Troy King both won 28% of the vote. They'll face each other in a runoff. And the winner of the runoff will face Joseph Siegelman in November. Siegelman beat Chris Christie for the Democratic nomination for AG. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
Hey, folks, there's nothing like giving dad peace of mind for Father's Day. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes can help do just that. Whether he's a gun collector or a coin collector, Mike Ward's Liberty Safes has the right safe at the right price. For a limited time only, get 0% interest with approved credit and 12 months to pay. Choose from a variety of Liberty Safes with a lifetime warranty against theft and fire. Give dad what he needs for Father's Day. Peace of mind. Free ground floor delivery up to 50 miles. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Exit 5B, I-65 at Moffett Road in Mobile.
Well, Tuesday was primary day in eight states. Female candidates from both parties did well. In California, Democratic Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom will face Republican businessman John Cox, whom the president backs.
In the Senate race, Dianne Feinstein, it's not clear who she will face, whether it will be somebody from her left, Kevin DeLeon, or Jim Bradley, a businessman from Orange County.
Correspondent Miguel Marquez. Mexico is responding to President Trump's steel and aluminum tariffs with some tariffs of its own. U.S. pork producers will be hit especially hard. It's been reported that fashion designer Kate Spade, who apparently took her own life yesterday, resisted family efforts to get her into a treatment program for depression.
Police said Spade left a suicide note but didn't give details. Some news reports said it contained a message to her daughter and said it wasn't the girl's fault.
Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum. Spade's sister says she had become fixated on the suicide of comedian Robin Williams. I'm Evan Hanen.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Get a head start on your career while earning money to pay for college. Log on to NationalGuard.com to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities in the Army National Guard. Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. For the first time on record, the number of job openings in the U.S. exceeds the number of unemployed people, a trend that may soon give workers more leverage for pay raises. The number of available jobs in April rose 1% from March to 6.7 million. That's the most since records began in December 2000. Instagram is preparing to launch a new feature that could allow videos of up to an hour in length. The Facebook-owned photo and video sharing app's new feature would be very different from the old. Until now, Instagram hasn't allowed users to post any videos longer than 1 minute. We like repeats until we don't like them anymore. Seems that viewer fatigue is seeping into the NBA finals between the Warriors and Cavaliers, who have hooked up for the fourth straight year. Nielsen reports viewership is so far down from last year, but the first two games were still the nation's most watched programs of the week. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a higher open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Wow. At the thunderstorms yesterday. Heck, the thunderstorms yesterday morning were pretty darn intense.
Yeah, you know, we picked up more than an inch and a half of rain yesterday, and we're well over 3 inches so far for the month. We're only day number 6 for the month of June, so we're off to a pretty rapid start as far as rainfall is concerned. Yesterday, we had a weather front right along the coast, a stationary front, and then with an upper air disturbance, a combination produced all those thunderstorms. Well, that front has now moved farther offshore today, and that's going to give us some good weather, in fact, for today and tomorrow. And with the humidity still low compared to what it was a week or so ago. So for today, I expect mostly sunny skies, be around 90 degrees this afternoon. Quite different from yesterday, and we had a high of 79. Now tonight, mostly clear. I expect a low in the upper 60s tonight. And then tomorrow, sunny and warmer tomorrow, around 92. Now we could see an isolated thunderstorm on Friday with temperatures in the lower 90s. And over the weekend, the humidity comes back, around 90 degrees both days, and a good chance for afternoon thunderstorms.
Dr. Bill, what about the tropics? You watching anything there?
That's looking good right now. Just a few scattered thunderstorms here and there across the Gulf and the Caribbean. And quiet across the Atlantic. So in good shape at this time.
All right. Great news, Dr. Bill. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
All right. And sitting at 72 now at FM Talk 106.5. You know, Jerry's got one of the pictures on our text line. We've gotten quite a few. You know, people do this. I love it, actually, that people send pictures to us with their I voted sticker mm-hmm. or something. I tell you, the sign I saw yesterday.
What was
by
that?
By the way, I'm trying to get it. I probably ought to keep it quiet, but I can't keep myself quiet. I'm trying to get this legally. Trying to get the sign that says no campaigning beyond this point.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about? The Coroplast sign?
Yeah.
To put right there on the door of our studio.
That maybe if somebody actually took that literally, it wouldn't work out very, very good right. for interviews, but that would be an awesome sign to have on the studio
door. So hopefully I can get that one. But I was looking at the I voted stickers, like, and Jerry, my sticker was like yours and maybe like Dalton's, but I saw elsewhere in the state, and I gotta get the Secretary of State back on to talk about how this happened. There's another I voted sticker that has the American flag in the shape of Alabama. Instead of, you know, the American flag, a rectangle, right? But in this case, they have changed it's still the American flag, but it's kind of cut out of the state of Alabama.
That'd be a collector's edition.
I've seen people elsewhere in the state with those. How they got them and we didn't, I don't know, but I'm going to delve into that.
Maybe next election or for the runoffs, maybe we can get some scratch and sniff voting stickers.
So there always is that option. What would you have it smell like, Dalton?
America? I don't know. Victory? I'm not sure. But, you know, with the post office having those same exact scratch and sniff stamps, I mean, it's the only logical next step for Alabama. But you're right. With those, shape of Alabama, American flag, those have to be collector's edition stickers.
Why don't we do this? We'll open it up on the text line. If the I voted sticker was scratch and sniff,
bacon.
What would it smell like? Yes, prepare yourself. Gird yourself for this. Text line. You could let us know what you think. If there was a scratch and sniff I voted sticker, it should smell like. Text line is 343-0106. All right, we'll check in with Kelly for headlines coming up now. Let's get the ride in. Here's traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've had a great ride again from the Bayway, the Causeway, around the 31-mile marker. They've got some fog starting to develop, so be careful through there. Mobile Police Department are telling us clear. The accident at 90 and Hamilton Boulevard now moved out of the roadway. Tillman's Corner, Theodore, still a good ride in so far this morning. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, right across the street from Costco, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in just 30 minutes or less. See their inventory at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with the Anthem Talk 106.5 Traffic.
A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. ProTint Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your dealer-installed tint fails, call ProTint. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTint has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Traveling east through Mobile, you'll see a tunnel on I-10.
Call the Jack Green Insurance Agency if you want to save some money.
They'll get back in this car now.
I'm tired of getting stuck in this I-10 traffic. It happens every time we go across the bay this time of day, so I'm making the most of it.
What are you doing?
I'm handing out flyers for Jack Green.
Jack did not.
What better time to think about how much money you could be saving on your insurance by calling Jack Green?
Get away from that truck.
Sir?
They'll stop.
Did you know Jack Green can insure this dump truck?
Hey, lady, get off my windshield.
You could be paying too much.
What are you, crazy?
Hello?
Crazy lady. Jack Green has been saving the good folks of Alabama money for over 30 years on their homeowners, commercial, and business insurance. It just doesn't make good sense to pay too much. Jack Green saves you green. Call for a quote today, 251-344-5393.
Ask for Jack.
740 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Time for headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Less than 24 hours ago, voters across the state cast their ballots. And on the Democratic side, Mayor Walt Maddox excited for his victory and the race to become Democratic candidate for governor of the state of Alabama says he believes that the difference in his capturing enough votes was because he listened. Quote, I've listened and I've listened hard. Our people want a governor with vision and integrity and energy. They want a leader they can have a cup of coffee with and one that will represent Alabama with pride. To the people of Alabama, I believe I am that leader. Maddox goes on to say, quote, I believe that a new day is possible in our politics. We can lift the veil of darkness we've been under for the past 8 years due to failed leadership. Together, we will tear down the obstacles at the ballot box. You can't call yourself a patriot if you're afraid of democracy. In one of the more crowded fields, a familiar name last night emerged as the winner for the Democratic nomination for the state representative seat from House District 99. Former Mobile Mayor Sam Jones won that race, a race which does not merit a runoff since he captured more than 50% of the vote. Jones faced 8 other candidates. Despite the rain, Jones says, quote, I am very happy about how it turned out. I think everybody worked real hard. We were out there. We ran into a rainy day, raining all day, not knowing how things would turn out, but people did come and turn out after the rain stopped. People came to the polls and people voted, so I'm pretty pleased with that. Jones will face Republican Charles Talbert in the general election in November. A former Alabama death row inmate, now a free man, has garnered national attention and the backing of Oprah Winfrey. Anthony Ray Hinton was on death row for nearly 30 years based on bad evidence. Within 3 months of his book being released, Oprah Winfrey has deemed his story a must-read. The book is called The Sun Does Shine, How I Found Life and Freedom on Death Row. The book was published back in March of this year. And what it does, it tells the story of his time on death row and his release. Brian Stevenson is a civil rights attorney and founder of the Equal Justice Initiative, won Hinton's release from Jefferson County in 2015. In the book, it tells the story of his arrest and being charged with 2 counts of capital murder of 2 restaurant workers in Jefferson County. In 1985, Hinton was just 29 years old when he was sentenced to death by electrocution. Winfrey came across Hinton's book while in town during her coverage of the National Memorial for Peace and Justice while in Alabama. That book making such an impact on her, she is now encouraging others to purchase the book and get to know Mr. Hinton's story. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 743 FM Talk 106.5. Yeah, you know, Dalton, we asked a question there. If it was a scratch and sniff, I voted sticker. How we ended up in this place, I don't exactly know. But if it was scratch and sniff, what would it smell like? I don't know, from the text line here.
Lots of text.
This stuff is making me hungry here. Kaneka sausage, apple pie, shrimp, a scratch and sniff shrimp platter at the original Oyster House. I like that. There are several people that have referenced the what I thought it was going to be. Let's say it's not a good smelling thing. This one says paper mills, honeysuckle. Ooh, Johnny Ray, I like that. Honeysuckle is a great smell.
Ben, he has a runoff between two ideas here. He says biscuits and gravy, or maybe even gunpowder. I don't know.
Yeah, pork is going to be a good one there on that. leather or new money. Let's see.
This is a good one. Paper mills.
Yeah, paper mills, that was on the list. Yeah, so, but not down here so much anymore. So it would be scratch and sniff. I don't know. What Shane wants to talk? Let's find out more. What does it smell like, huh? So if there was a scratch and sniff edition of the I voted sticker, what would it smell like? Shane, what would it smell like?
Spent gunpowder.
Like cordite, huh?
Yes, sir.
I like that smell. I don't. So it would be a happy smell, not a, like some people have, I don't use the word, that would be like bull stuff.
I think it would smell absolutely awesome. It would smell like hunting and freedom combined.
Very good. Okay, so there's a positive smell for the scratch and sniff I voted sticker. Shane, thank you, man.
No problem.
Hunting and freedom. I love it.
All right. So there we go. And we're tabulating the what would the sticker smell like on our text line.
Looks like we have a late candidate. Krispy Kreme coming in. Hot.
Hot Krispy. So you scratch the sticker and it's hot. All right. We're working on this. We're coming right back.
You know that 7 out of 10 people over 65 need long-term care at home or in a nursing home. This is Jim Bird of Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne. We have safe solutions with higher than average returns, no risk, and long-term care included. Call me at 625-1226, Jim Bird, Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne, Alabama, 625-1226. We guarantee you won't run out of money before you run out of life.
The new 2-for-4 mix and match breakfast at Hardee's means you get two of our breakfast favorites for $4. Choose from the Frisco breakfast sandwich on buttery toasted sourdough or made from scratch biscuit sandwiches like the sausage and egg biscuit or the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit. And 2-4-4 isn't some kind of secret code to get the deal. Just two sandwiches for $4. No password. So go hard at the Hardee's with the new 2-for-4 mix and match breakfast.
For a limited time at participating restaurants, tax not included.
This is a great time of the year for food, fun, and entertaining. If you're planning a wedding, after rehearsal, or corporate event, well, you need to call Naaman's Catering. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we've been serving the Gulf Coast for over 25 years with great food and unsurpassed service. So if you're planning a special event or just a good old backyard social, don't stress out. Just call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900 or look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com. Give us a like on Facebook and go Jags.
When you need home, auto, or business insurance, do it with Truett. Truett Insurance and Bonding is an independent agent representing many different insurance companies. That means more options to best fit your situation. At the intersection of Friendship and County Road 64 in Daphne, call Truett Insurance and Bonding at 625-2600. That's 625-2600. Or go to truettinsurance.com for more information. So, for all your insurance needs, remember Truett Insurance and Bonding, and do it with Truett today.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5. A homeless man suspected of attacking a woman and attempting to rape her in downtown Mobile is in jail this morning. Police say 43-year-old Douglas Dunson attacked a woman in the parking garage of the RSA Tower around 9 o'clock yesterday morning.
If this person attacked in the broad daylight, in the, you know, especially, you know, the RSA Tower, this is a busy place.
No arrests yet in Mobile's latest homicide. Police say a man was shot in his head late yesterday afternoon on St. Stephen's Road. He died at the hospital. We did see someone being put in the back of a police car, but no one has been booked in the Mobile Metro Jail on a murder charge, according to jail records. Neighbors in some Northwest Florida neighborhoods are keeping an eye out for bears. There have been dozens of bear sightings in the past couple months in Navarre. Many of those sightings were caught on surveillance cameras. You can see those videos on our website, WKRG.com. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
In 1918, two banks began working together with one common goal, helping people reach their dreams. A perfect match, a perfect union. Now, 100 years later, and with thousands of dreams reached, Hancock Bank and Whitney Bank have one name, Hancock Whitney. One bank, one mission, one name, 100 years in the making. Hancock Whitney, your dream, our mission.
Good morning, 10 minutes till 8 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Mobile Bay Bears beat the Chattanooga Lookouts 11-5 Tuesday night in Chattanooga. Left fielder Brendan Sanger got the scoring started for Mobile when he hit a 3-run home run in the second inning. Bay Bears would score 6 more runs in the fourth inning, including a 2-run shot from third baseman Jose Rojas. Center fielder Brennan Lund had 3 hits for the second consecutive game, and he was just a home run shy of hitting for the cycle. The Bay Bears and Lookouts will play Game 4 of the 5-game road series this morning at 10:15, and Mobile will be back at the Hank for a 5-game homestand against the Jackson Generals beginning on Friday night. The Florida State Seminole softball team won the 2018 Women's College World Series with an 8-3 victory over the University of Washington on Tuesday night in Oklahoma City. The Seminoles fell behind 3-0 in the first inning, but would keep the Huskies off the board for the remainder of the game to capture the Seminoles' first ever NCAA softball championship title. Florida State beat the Huskies in the first 2 games of the best-of-3 series. Seminoles pitcher Megan King earned the win last night and also set a Women's College World Series record for the lowest earned run average over at least 10 innings pitched. King finished with an ERA of 0.2, allowing only 1 earned run over 34.5 innings. Former Auburn Athletic Director Jay Jacobs has a new gig, and he doesn't even have to move outside of the Southeastern Conference. On Tuesday, the Florida Gators hired Jacobs to the role of Executive Associate Athletic Director. Jacobs resigned in November after serving as Auburn's Athletic Director for 13 years. During his tenure, 5 Auburn teams won a total of 25 conference championships and 12 national championships. He was replaced as the Tigers' Athletic Director by Alan Green. In Major League Baseball, the Atlanta Braves crushed the San Diego Padres 14-1. First baseman Freddie Freeman had 4 hits, including a third-inning home run to give the Braves a 2-0 lead.
And the 1-2. High fly ball belted deep right center field. That ball is gone. A majestic home run for Freddie Freeman.
The Braves still lead the National League East by 1 game over the Washington Nationals. They'll play the Padres again this afternoon at 2:40 p.m. San Francisco Giants pitcher Madison Bumgarner made his 2018 pitching debut in a 2-3 loss to the Arizona Diamondbacks. Bumgarner allowed 2 runs on 8 hits over 6 innings. He'd been out since March after breaking the pinky on his pitching hand when he was hit by a line drive. The Washington Nationals beat the Tampa Bay Rays 4-2 Tuesday night. Nationals pitcher Max Scherzer got his 10th win of the year and threw his second career immaculate inning in the process. An immaculate inning is when a pitcher gets 3 strikeouts in a half inning by only throwing 9 strikes. That's 3 strikes, 3 strikes, 3 strikes, all 3 outs. Scherzer's first immaculate inning came last May against the Philadelphia Phillies. Only 5 pitchers in Major League Baseball history have thrown multiple immaculate innings. 7:52 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
Right, 10 to coming up. What a very, very cool contest heading your way. Now that you're done voting for 40 days or so before the runoff votes in July, we got something that's better than all the others coming your way. Plus, by the way, heads up, Midday Mobile on the road today, downtown at the Ben May branch of the Mobile Public Library. More details on the way.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitson Suds Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Schillinger Road and Old Shell, and also Highway 90 right in front of the Winn-Dixie and Theodore. They've got another accident moving out the roadway. Still got a little bit of fog around the 30 and 31 mile marker. I'd say eastbound and westbound across the Bayway. Daphne, Fairhope, Spanish Fort, you're checking in accident free. Stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel in Point Clear and get the lowest rate of the summer. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms, the spa, the new splash and activities lawn, and more outside seating and fire pits at Bucky's Lounge. For reservations, log on to Grand18.com. 47.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures around 90 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, sunny with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
Hey folks, Danny Cordy with the Mobile Sports Authority here. By now, you probably know the MSA is sold out of tennis shoes, but we're still the sports tourism arm for the city and county of Mobile, charged with bringing in sporting events, and we're excited for what's to come. Coming up, the Mobile Sports Authority will be hosting sporting events involving rugby, pole vaulting, youth football, cycling, auto racing, cross country, and more. Stay tuned for details on those events by visiting mobilesportsauthority.com or check us out on social media. Go all out. We do.
All right, 7:55 FM Talk 106.5, and also today, June 6th, 74th anniversary. You know, I still have trouble with this commemoration anniversary of D-Day. I guess you can say anniversary because it was the start of the great win for the Allies in Europe. But what a bloody day for so many Americans and the landings there on the beaches in Normandy.
How many years did you say?
74.
Man, can you imagine the thoughts going through? I mean, 74 years ago today, America. I can't even place myself there. I can't imagine.
You know, I can only guess from being a fan of whether it be Saving Private Ryan or Band of Brothers, that representation on film shows some what it was like. I don't know. I have nothing to compare it against. But the feeling I got, I remember in Saving Private Ryan when they're making the landing, and this is just kind of how I am in life. When you don't get a chance to punch, it really bothers me for some reason. And those men that were aboard those landing crafts, they didn't even get to fire their weapons, get a shot. They were knocked out before, I mean, the second the landing door opened, or before that, they were sunk off the beaches there. So many died before they even set foot on France. And it very obviously bloody day for the United States, but so many brave Americans and, you know, and Canadians and Australians and Englishmen and French expats, or not expats, but French that had gotten out there that were coming back in, but United States taking the brunt of the bloody day, 74 years ago, and D-Day. All right, coming up next hour, Jeff Poore joins us. We'll talk more about the day that was Primary Tuesday and what's coming up for runoffs. Also, if you'll check our Facebook page, you'll find out some are better than others.
Some are better than others.
It's the Some Are Better Than Others prize giveaway.
All right.
Another great contest from FM Talk 106.5 and our great sponsors. Give you details coming up, but you can look at it right now. Front page of our Facebook page, facebook.com/FM Talk 106.5.